Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of the show. How are you?
All right.
Still hanging in there, huh?
Should we add another title? Yeah, maybe therapist?
Oh, stop. There's not enough therapy in the world for me. You know that after all this time. Right? I know, I'm like, Brian, I need to talk to you. Oh my God, you know. But you know what's interesting? That you're the first friend I've ever had that I've been able to call up, and it's like a role reversal.
Can I actually answer?
I'm usually the one that people call. Like, I used to joke about it. It started back in high school. Like, I would always say, you know, the doctor is in from 3 to 5, because I had to get off the phone once my father got home from work. And but from 3 to 5, I would take calls from all of my friends at school mm-hmm. with all their boyfriend problems and stuff. And now it's neat to actually have someone that I can call up and say, oh, my God. You know. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the show, though. But thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, okay. That was another opportunity to humiliate me and my insanity, right?
Of course.
Thank you. Moving on.
Hey, I don't have anyone I can call, so I have to get my little kicks in.
Well, you
can
always call me.
I never have those type of problems, then.
Well, I handle all kinds of problems.
I
I'm really, really good at spending other people's money. So if you ever need to go shopping.
No.
And you need someone to coach you, and
nope.
I'll go with you.
That's okay.
Okay.
Besides, you wouldn't do it anyway.
What?
Because you'd have to drive up here.
Well, you know, if it means shopping, I have to admit, there was a pretty serious mall you got over there here in Scranton.
Yes.
Yeah. You had a Macy's.
We have two of them.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
All right.
That one has the Macy's and I think Sears, and the other one has, like, Boscov and Kohl's.
Oh, Boscov. Is that the one that's like, you know, for postmenopausal, elastic waistband wearing pant women?
I don't know. I don't
or am
really
I confusing
shop
that with something? I think that's what it is. I think they have one of those out in Phillipsburg.
I don't know.
I walked in there. I'm like, oh my God. It was just like the Blair catalog come to life, which really is a postmenopausal female catalog, you know. Anyway, what was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah, dude. It's the first of the month.
Is it?
And I hope people listen to this show, because even I'm forgetting on the first of the month to vote for my own friggin' show. So, please don't forget to vote for our show, The Deadline, on podcastalley.com. The link is on the Deadline page. The link is on the home page of the NJGHS.net site. You scroll down, you'll see Podcast Alley. You click on it. You go to their little thing, and it says vote. You click on that. You put in your email address. They send you an email. You open it up. You click the link in the email. That confirms your vote. You're done. If you want to leave a comment, great, but you don't have to. So you can be. If you don't leave a comment and you just do your email thing, you're completely anonymous, but your vote registers. And that's all I really care about, because even like I said, I've been forgetting. I'm like, all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's July 5th. Oh, my God, I never voted for the show. Oh, well. Excuse me. So, yeah, so it is August 1st. Please vote for the show. And that's about it for that. There's really nothing else to talk about. I haven't seen or heard too much going on lately.
It's been a dead summer.
Yeah. It's not been a good summer either. I mean, we had a few nice days, but for the most part, it's been pretty...
Well, I'm telling everyone, climates are changing. I said, prepare for a very hot August and September.
Oh, really?
I have a feeling it's going to be like 90s through September and possibly...
Through September?
I think possibly into October.
Why? Is that the whole El Nino effect or something?
No,
I thought that was supposed to impact the winter storms.
I think the whole climate things are shifting.
Really?
Yep. I mean, look at this. July. We should be in 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
Up here, we hardly hit 80.
Wow. Yeah, it's
so
true.
I'm saying, it's only my opinion, but...
See, I remember as a kid, August used to be the more brutal heat month of the summer. July was okay. It was hot. But August used to swelter, and then it would start to taper off once you got back to school. And then in my adult life, I've noticed it's shifted to where June is really hot, July is sweltering, and in August, all of a sudden, it would start to cool down a little bit, and, you know,
well,
it's weird.
It's changing.
Changing again.
Yep.
Oh, well. Either way, it's like, you know, not like I have time to be out in it anyway. I'm either trying to write the book or do other stuff. So, speaking of which, the book is Ghost Hunting New York City. Ha ha. Can't wait. I'm working away on that, and that'll be out October 2010. And I did find out from Joanne Austin at Weird NJ, the book that was supposed to come out that has two of my stories in it on the haunted lighthouses, mm-hmm. was supposed to come out this October. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be called Weird Encounters, which is the follow-up to Weird Hauntings.
Right.
Get this, it's been postponed. The economy is so bad that even the publisher said, forget it, we're not going to put a book out in this economy.
I don't blame them.
And they're holding off till next October.
I don't blame
them. So next October I'll have a book, and I'll be in a book coming out all in the same month. So
cool.
October 2010, look for Weird Encounters and Ghost Hunting New York City. There you go. All right, meeting announcements. Central Jersey Division, August 5th in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Your meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. and team leader Brian McCauley will be on hand to conduct the meeting. North Jersey Division, your meeting is on August 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic is time and dimensional travel, and team leader Dina Tirico will be there to conduct the meeting. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can sign up for membership while at a meeting or do it online through PayPal at njghs.net. It's only $20 lifetime. That entitles you to participate in cemetery hunts and private investigations. If you have any suspicious photographs, recordings, EVPs, what have you, you don't even have to be a member. You can still bring it to a monthly meeting, whether in North Jersey or Central Jersey, and have it reviewed for authenticity during our Share and Scare segment. And, of course, you know, the team leaders are there. They're very well versed on the paranormal. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. You know, it's pretty good. It's a good service that we provide. So, and obviously, if you can't get to a meeting, you can always listen to the deadline, right? And
yeah.
Vote for it on Podcast
It'd be nice.
Alley. You have to drive 140 miles to do a show. It'd be nice if you listened to it, but anyway, so that's about it. I think we'll take a break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, this is Stephen LaChance, author of The Uninvited, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, or even a question that's paranormal related? Send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. And for each Parashare that you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit, which means only one parashare, is necessary. Or you may send in 10 parashares and amass 10 credits and get a free $75 value natal chart. We'll keep track of the parashares that you send in, let you know when you've hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Okay, here's our parishioner. Hey, I went on my very first investigation with TAPS at Fort Mifflin just last week. I started off with Grant inside the torpedo room with about a dozen of us using K2 meters. Sorry, I am like losing my voice. Sorry. I was standing in the corner, the furthest position away from the door. doorway when I started to feel what felt like a draft or a breeze on my left arm. I turned and looked at the woman who was standing next to me, and I asked her, "Are you breathing on me?" She shook her head with a somewhat nervous no. My right arm felt normal. Being that it was a humid night, I thought that maybe there was some damp coolness coming off of the brick walls of the room and affecting my arm. But my right arm felt nothing. Just then, some guy who was on the other side of the woman I had accused of breathing on me said that he felt a similar sensation on his right arm. Grant came over and measured us with his temperature thermometer thingy. And he said that our body temps were normal. Precisely the conditions which may lead to experiencing something somewhat paranormal, according to Grant. If our temps were normal, but we felt something unusual, that may be the indication that there was something going on around us. We did get a brief K2 fluctuation about the same time on the meter, which was directly in front of us, but it was very brief. Being so close to the airport and having planes flying mere yards above our heads could have had something to do with the K2 spikes as well, but who knows? Also, John Zaffis was in the blacksmith shop with a Radio Shack Hackbox gizmo, which seemed to put us in contact with someone who supposedly was a cook at the fort around the time of the Civil War. I don't know if it was a ghost or a spirit of any kind, but it was someone. We had a radio receiver, but it also served as a transmitter, which is impossible without a microphone of any kind. Interesting stuff. So I ran out and got my own hack box, and if anyone wants to know more about this thing, feel free to email me or look it up online. I don't have his email address handy, sorry. But you can look it up online. It's a hack box. YouTube shows you how to make your own. Steve at Keyport Paranormal is one of the people to contact if anyone in New Jersey is interested. This comes from Ralph Ciardella, who's an NJGHS member. And yes, I saw one of these hack box things. That was the first time I learned about it, was when I led the meeting in Hazlitt. I forgot to tell you about this, but Brian Minicelli, and he's constructed his own, but I think it was Justin who actually brought his to the meeting.
Right.
And it looks like an overgrown iPod. And what they do is they snap in a little speaker, because basically it's an AM radio receiver.
Okay.
And they put it on. Brian told me that you have to go inside of it and disable the one thing that will stop it when it hits a channel.
Okay.
He said you disable that, you put it back together. So basically it's acting like a nonstop scanner of AM frequencies.
Okay.
And normally you wouldn't hear it, but you put the little speaker on top, and then you can hear as it's flipping through, and then you'll start to hear some voices and stuff come through, supposedly. So.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's... And Brian Minicelli did tell me, he said he got the directions and everything off a YouTube video, and he went to Radio Shack, bought the thing, and had to follow along with that video to figure out what to disable and how to put this all together, and people are apparently... I guess it's like an audio Ouija board of sorts, and then it's just scanning and you're listening, or when you think back to when people did ITC and they pointed their camcorder at the white noise of the television and would see voices and faces and stuff coming through that they recorded on their camcorder. This is kind of like that, but it's picking up the AM frequencies only. And the thing with AM is most AM radio stations, they have to do what's a power down when the sun goes down. Because apparently there's something that deals with, I don't remember the exact explanation, my first husband was the radio geek, explained to me something about the way the radio waves in AM are very, they bank a certain way and they're very arced or long, and he said it's something like when the sun starts going down and everything, and it just kind of, there's something happens to where they would go even further. you know, so it would be even stronger. So radio stations that are AM technically have to power down at a certain time. Mm-hmm. So they still are maintaining their frequency and not overpowering a certain airwave. Whereas FM, I think, was shorter or something. It was more, I don't know. So I don't know, you know, how that would factor in to this hack box that's working off an AM frequency, depending on when you're using it. You know, are you picking up a better signal using this thing during the day when they're stronger? But there, I think that's what it was too. I think it was because when the sun was up, there was like the solar rays or something did something to the way the radio waves banked and everything. And once the sun went down, the waves could go further, and that's why they have to power down.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's some thing. Jeff would know. I don't. Anyway, here's another quick parashare. Says hi. Okay, here goes. I was on my computer with my speakers on. Okay, all of a sudden I heard what sounds like people talking, but I can't hear what they are saying. It's more like a mumbling coming from my speakers. It wasn't like a Yahoo sound. It was different. Anyway, all of a sudden I hear from this my friend Bill, who died about 10 years ago at age 40 of a heart attack, and I hear him say, "Hi, Lenny." It was his voice that I recognized right off. And this comes to us from Lenny, who's an NJGHS member, and who has also been on several of our cemetery hunts. I've met him, so.
Cool.
Yeah, so you never know. That could have been. There's extenuating circumstances that we're not privy to, given the brevity of this parish here. We don't know, was he burning the midnight oil? Was he up really late and tired? And he just kind of, like, imagine this, but he's, according to this, he just heard this come right through. So, pretty cool. And that's a parashare, people. Send them in. And we'll take a quick break and be right back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away.
Hi, this is Rosemary Ellen Darley, author of the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and many other paranormal books. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
It's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's question was, where was the residual haunting of Edgar Allan Poe most noted by clairvoyance? The answer? The General Wayne Inn in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This
was a restaurant. It's not there anymore. So, anyway, this week's haunted trivia is about Salem, Massachusetts, particularly the Witch Hollow Farm in Boxford, dating back to 1666. Who is the documented, suspected key ghost of this place, the Witch Hollow Farm? Who's the documented, suspected key ghost of Witch Hollow Farm? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt. I can't guarantee what size you'll get, whatever I have in stock, but you'll win one if you're right. Okay. And, not much else is new, huh?
No, not really.
No? Well, I want to remind everyone again to vote on Podcast Alley for our show. The deadline. That's our show.
It is? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? And next Saturday would have been the Benefit for the Caves concert, but at last count, it's still being on postponed status. I haven't heard anything back from the producer of the show.
www.postponedstatus.com.
Yes. Well, it is benefitforthecaves.com, but anyway, I don't know what's going on with that, so last count, it's not going to go off yet. And this is it. It's August 1st, so you're 13 days away from the Ohio Paranormal Convention, taking place on August 14th in Dayton, Ohio. You can check out all the info on that at ohioparacon.com. And Brian Klein told us about all that. His website is southernohioparanormal.org if you want to check him out, or his organization out, rather. And make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. That way you get the latest and greatest info and cemetery hunts and meetings and all that stuff blasted right into your email inbox. It's real easy. Don't forget, you can also click on the link on the homepage for americashauntedroadtrip.com. You want to register with that. And that way you can network with other paranormal authors and fans and investigators. It's pretty cool. And if you're down in Asbury Park, check out Paranormal Books and Curiosities on 627 Cookman Ave. That's pretty cool. They have their Sunday night investigations and dinner and investigation for $50 a person.
And it's just a nice, cool shop, too.
Yeah, ParanormalBooksNJ.com, so check them out. And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We're out of here?
We're out of here.
All right. Thank you, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Thank you, team leaders, Dina Frico and Brian McCauley. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening and voting. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.